setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Here we go, coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. You have joined a conversation about you, specifically your purpose. You were created to fill a unique role in your work. That means that you are needed, but it also means that you must do it. So this conversation, while I'm thrilled that you've joined it, and it is for everybody, this isn't about making you feel good. This is about helping you do good. There is a worldview of work that we are taking head on. And that view is that we work to live. It is just a, I'm going to get a paycheck. I need a paycheck to provide. And hopefully I make enough to have some great memories. Versus, I live to work to make a contribution. So it doesn't mean that all of your identity is wrapped in your work. That's not what I'm saying. So don't take that. What I'm saying is you know inherently deep down inside of you that you were created to contribute, to work, to do good, to put good results into the world. So that's why I wrote the new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, which is the clear path to doing work you love. I unveiled the 7 stages that you hear me talk about on the program. Get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. It is possible to make income and impact. And so I want to help you do that. To move from just a paycheck attached to your work to purpose attached to your work. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. I want to dive in on, I think, maybe one of the most valuable mindsets that you need to have on the journey to what I just described, doing what you were born to do. And that is this. When you get rejected, that means you're applying, that means you interview for an opportunity to move forward, and you don't get it, it can be incredibly difficult. It is rejection. Let's just call it that. It feels personal. It's not personal. But it feels very personal. And so we've got to remember, okay, I just got rejected, man. This stings. This sucks, right? I mean, that's just the reality. So let's embrace that. Let's deal with it. Have all the feelings. And then we got to move past it. But it is hard. Because it can be discouraging. It can be depressing. It can be distracting. Well, I'm getting some signs from the universe here, Kent. No, that's a bunch of crap. But the reality is that when we hear no, it feels so final, and that's just not true. Here's another one, Joe. It's not just the no's that sting. In fact, I think there's an answer or a lack of an answer that sounds like this. It's just silence. It's silence. Oh, Joe's throwing in cricket sounds. Very good, Joe. The point is this. When we don't hear anything at all, our mind begins to just run and come up with all of these answers because we don't have any answers. It's the ghosting, right, that has now become a term. So we're either going to hear a no or we hear nothing at all, and it can be debilitating. So here's what we do when we hear a no or nothing. Because our mind starts to run and we go, oh my gosh. No, you need to, whatever the voice is initially when you hear the no or you hear nothing, instead of getting discouraged, get determined. And here's how you do it. Here's how you turn rejection into redirection. When you hear or hear nothing at all, hear no or nothing at all, you go, okay, this isn't final. I got to keep looking to the future. And that means that this no or this no answer that I got means that this is not the right place, not here. It's not the right time, not now. And you keep moving forward. So the no's need to be turned into not here, not now. The opportunities, this is not the opportunity I thought it was. I got really excited for this company. I applied. I thought I'd be a great fit. And I heard a no. And we got to turn that into, well, then it's a not here. It doesn't mean no to the work that you're called to do, that you're created to do. It just means not here. Doesn't mean that you won't end up at that company. It just means not now. And I'll just tell you personally, that was my journey to Ramsey Solutions. In 2012, I knew people here. I knew Dave, of course, personally. We weren't great friends, but we were what I would call professional acquaintances. And so I knew several executives here. One of my best friends in the world worked here. And so I came up one day and I had a meeting. I said, hey, I think you guys are in a place where you need a host. You need somebody who can do what I can do. And I can come in and I can do all these different hosting roles. And so I basically was pitching this idea because I felt like Ramsey Solutions would be a great fit for me at the time. I was still on my journey. I hadn't had a breakthrough yet in the hosting side. Wanted to do broadcasting. And I thought, boy, this could be a great thing. And to their credit, they sat with me and several leaders, and we talked about different ideas. It was a very fun conversation. I was hopeful when I left the meeting, but it turned into a no. It was a very nice no, but it turned into a no. But instead of me taking it as a no, I said, it's clearly not here. It's clearly not here. That's what I walked away with. I didn't get mad at anybody here at Ramsey Solutions. I didn't get discouraged from the calling. I kept pursuing broadcasting. And then 2 years later, I get a call from one of those leaders who's a friend, says, hey, we're launching the first Smart Conference. And we'd like to hire you as the host of that conference. It's a contract deal. It's going to need about 2 to 3 days of your time. Are you in? I said, I'm in. So not too long after that phone call, I come up to Nashville from Atlanta, and I'm here for a full day of meetings as we began to plan the programming and kind of rehearse and go through some things and begin to put everything in place. And at the very end of the day, it was a day-long meeting, and at the very end of the day, Dave Ramsey walks into the room I was in. I didn't know he was going to walk in, and he walks in with two other executives. I thought, well, this is interesting. This is not normal. And he proceeded to sit down and say, Coleman, we've been talking about you. And it's good, and we've got a position we want you to consider, which became what I did when I joined here June 1 of 2014. Here's what's interesting. As I tell you that story, I pursued it. I wanted to be here. I thought it was a good fit. Turns out I was right, except for the timing. And I heard a no from Ramsey Solutions, and it hurt. I was down, but I didn't get discouraged. I turned that no into a not here. But guess what it really was? It was the other option that I've been teaching about. It was not now. The timing wasn't right in 2012. It was right in 2014. Folks, I'm telling you, as I tell you every day, when I teach on this stuff, I have lived it. Does not make me an expert. It just makes me experienced. So when I teach this, when you hear no's or nothing at all in the job search process, don't get discouraged. Get determined. Turn rejection into redirection. It does not change your call. It does not change the dream. It just changes your focus. Don't you dare quit. The world needs what you have to offer. Don't move. Your call's coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get clear so that you can get qualified. We help you get connected so you can get started. We help you get promoted so you can get the dream job and give yourself away. And we bring you a ton of resources and partnerships that I'm super, super excited to be partnering with ZipRecruiter. They are the number one job site in the world. Their candidates are 3 times as likely to get hired because of their unbelievable matching technology. If you go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, today, and you should, because it's free to you. The companies who are posting jobs are paying ZipRecruiter. So they give you this service for free. And it's a world-class promoting process. They promote you. They're pitching you. You go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, fill out a profile, and they start immediately matching you up to jobs And when companies like your profile and think you're a good fit and they want to interview you, they contact you directly. And did I mention that it's free to you? It's the best way to get hired. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. While I'm talking about great partnerships, Bethel Tech. Their CEO, Ryan, is going to join me on the show tomorrow. We're going to do a focus show on technology. It is the hottest sector in the marketplace right now when it comes to jobs. More job openings, better pay, better opportunities. Technology is not just its own field. Technology is in every field. Healthcare, do they have technology? Yeah. Ramsey Solutions, do we have technology? Yeah. Ministry, nonprofit, do they have technology jobs? Yes. I could go on and on and on and on and on. So Bethel Tech, they're the best at what they do. They are training you technically. They train you on soft skills. Because let's be honest, a lot of you technology-driven people, you don't have the best people skills, and that's okay. They work with you on that. I kid, sort of, kind of. I mean, there's a guy sitting out here in the lobby. You laughed at that. Are you a tech guy? And you admit that you have some soft areas in your people skills. Okay, first of all, I love this guy because he laughed about it. He didn't get his feelings hurt, okay? Secondly, he's self-aware. Now, that's not everybody, but Amanda, you and I were talking about this in a meeting today. In fact, I want people to hear you say this so that I don't step on too many toes. Tell people what we were talking about in preparation for tomorrow's show with Ryan and a focus on tech careers.
Yeah, so I was basically saying that my husband is my husband is a techie.
Yeah.
He's a software engineer.
Yeah.
And he was the first person that I met who could speak English.
Yeah.
You know, as well as tech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, again, you're brilliant. Let me just say to you, folks, yes, I have way more people skills than you, but you are 50 times smarter than me, including this gentleman that's laughing out in the lobby. I mean, I make no bones about it. These are the people that make the world go round. There's nothing for you to be ashamed of. But we heard from Ryan, the CEO of Bethel Tech, that they do soft skills training. Because Silicon Valley told Bethel Tech, we love your candidates. Because you do train them. They're really good team members. They come in with a lot of good people skills and soft skills, where a lot of the dev people, they, you know, honestly, they don't like people because they're smarter than the rest of us. I get it. I'd be irritated with me too. You know, we developed this assessment, the Get Clear Career Assessment. It doesn't happen without the dev guys. It does not happen. So anyway, tomorrow's show, if you've got a kid that is considering going into tech and you're going, should I take them? Should I recommend they go to college? The average technology degree is about 180 grand. Bethel Tech will train you for 15 grand or less, 9 months online. 75% placement rate, starting at 70 grand and moving up six figures. We're going to break it down tomorrow. Brian's going to join me in studio. We're going to answer your questions because I want as many people as possible to realize that the path to tech, A, doesn't have to be crazy expensive, and B, does not take very long. And that's just getting you in. Moving up. Unbelievable career opportunities. So there you go. Here's a question we get a lot. Do I have to have a ton of tech experience or raw talent? According to Ryan, no. I'm a little cynical on that, but he's very confident. Like, for instance, Joe, I don't know. I'm going to put Ryan to the test on this. Okay. Could I take their program and learn how to be a developer? I think it's the ultimate test case. I dropped college algebra 9 times. All right. Without a calculator, I can't do math. It's just that part of my brain, by the way, completely dark. People laugh when I say that. On my SAT score, I didn't even get in the 50. Like, I was below 50% on math. I've got some verbal skills, but this side of my brain, or whatever side it is, completely dark when it comes to math. I can't do it at all. First time my kids brought home Common Core math, Joe, I said smoke started coming out of my ears. Because I have a hard enough time with old school math. Common Core math is a whole nother deal.
I can't figure it out either.
But I digress. So that's tomorrow's show. Tune in for that. Call in. We're going to have a big time, and we're really going to equip you. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Jen in Oak Ridge, Maryland. Jen, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello. How are you?
Jen, I'm living the dream. What's up?
It's actually... A lot going on, but in a nutshell, I've been actually living my dream job since about whenever I started working. I am a chef, and I started, you know, down in the bottom of the totem pole, and I worked my way up. I'm now an executive chef.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, as you know, the last year or so, the food service industry has been getting beat up.
Oh, my gosh. That's a mild statement, right?
Yeah, mild, very mild.
I think it's been more like body slam from the top rope. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's how I feel physically.
Yeah.
Mentally and emotionally. And it's actually good that I tuned into your show today, because I'm actually thinking of leaving the food service industry and going into tech. All I've ever done is food service. This is what I know. This is what I love. This
Why
is what I'm good at. Because my mother, she's a network engineer. She has been ever since I was a kid. And my boyfriend, he's an IT person. He does IT. And, you know, in watching them and listening to them, it feels like something that I could do. Because I'm very skilled with my hands and things like that. But the problem I'm running into is that I love what I do. I'm just exhausted.
Like, yeah.
You know, the food service industry.
Let's just pause, okay? Because I've heard this call many times before, just your situation is slightly different, okay, to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you had not been body slammed off the top ropes with COVID and you weren't physically, and let's probably call it mentally and maybe even emotionally exhausted. Physically, emotionally,
all
mentally.
That.
All the things, right? All of the above. We'll take D for 500, Alex. If that weren't the case, would you be calling me and talking to me about tech? Be honest.
Honestly,
yep.
Not right now. Because this industry, there's not very many 50-year-olds or 60-year-olds doing what I do, because it's very physically exhausting. You're on your feet for 15 hours a day and the heat getting burned and all cut and all kinds of
stuff.
Yeah,
but you said you still wouldn't be calling me. If those things didn't exist,
probably,
you still love being a chef. So here's my only caution. I don't want you to move into tech just because you can. That would be talent only. Jen, you know I teach talent is not enough. You know that I say you're in your sweet spot when you use your talent to do work you love, passion. Come on, creative, cooking, come on, to produce results that matter to you. And I think you love serving people. At the end of the day, a chef is all about service. Not the act of just putting a meal in front of somebody, but blowing their mind and making their belly happy, right?
Yeah. I love people and I love food. Yeah. That's why I do it.
So I think you need to pause long enough to say, what needs to be true for me to stay as a chef?
Well, what happened was, the company I work for now, I have no bad things to say about the company, because the company is a great company.
Right.
They treated us well during the COVID and everything.
Right.
The thing is, I went to my higher ups and I said, hey, I need to step down because I'm exhausted.
Right.
You know, I still stay on.
And they said no. Right.
They rejected me and
so,
I feel defeated.
Here's the deal. I know you feel defeated, but listen to me. Refresh. Figure out another way, another place. Don't you dare quit being a chef. You'll regret it. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get unstuck and then get on purpose through our seven stages that will lead you to doing work you love. Those stages are now unpacked and ready for you to do a deep dive. I'm so excited. The brand new book that is available for pre-sale coming out November 9th is From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. From Paycheck to Purpose. This is the book title because it really enhances the reality of the emotions around work. Paycheck is about provision, and purpose is about contribution. And too many people in the world look at work with only one side of that coin, and that's the provision side. They think about work as just a paycheck. You know there's more to it, and I'm telling you, you can make the income and the impact. You can. And there's multiple ways to do it, multiple jobs, multiple career paths, even multiple dreams jobs. The secret is to getting clear. Getting clear. And so we unpack all seven stages in the new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. You can pre-order it now. I'm bribing you by giving you unbelievable amounts of goodies. It's only $20. There's your first bribe. Second bribe is you get the ebook and the audiobook with that price. Holy moly. Joe, I mean, I'm just bribing people. I mean, I sold a bunch of audiobooks. I still sell a bunch of audiobooks of my other book, The Proximity Principle. We're giving it away.
Totally legal.
Totally legal. Yeah, these are the good bribes because you get all the goodies. So you get the ebook, the audiobook, plus $100 of other amazing free resources when you pre-order From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Your Work You Love. You get it at kencoleman.com. And then we have a bundle because we also released my brand new Get Clear Career Assessment. It's a 25 to 30 minute digital assessment that will spit out a detailed report of what you do best, your talent, what you love to do most, your passion, and your primary mission, the results you most want to create. Detailed report and show you where you rank in the universal talents, passions, and missions. And it's so great. It fills out a purpose statement for you. I got a text last night, Joe, from a family member, not on my side, on Stacy's side, 21-year-old, trying to figure out what she wants to do with her life. I was like, okay, well, let's send her a code. We'll give her the freebie. 21, this is the front edge here. We'll get a text back. She said to Stacy, reading my results, it feels like Ken was reading my mind. And so I'm proud of this tool. It's a great tool. For those of you who've been listening for a while, and you're going, I'm not sure, I don't know if I want to call. If you take the Get Clear Career Assessment, which, by the way, you can get in that bundle for $30, you get the book that I just described for $20, but you get the assessment for $10. It's normally $30 on its own. Get the assessment, take it, call the show, we'll walk through your report, and we're going to fast forward the plan. That's why I created the tool. Could be a great gift to somebody who's flailing. Joe, we get calls from spouses all the time saying, hey, how do I help my spouse figure out what they want to do? Buy them the assessment, the Get Clear Career Assessment. Let them take it. It's all about them. Let them read the report. Let them get your feedback, other people's feedback. Woo, game changer. Game changer. So there you go, kencoleman.com to get all that stuff. All right, let's go to Tamika in Willowbrook, Illinois. Tamika, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's up today?
Yes. So first, I just want to say I didn't know about the podcast or the show up until yesterday when I was checking out the Dave Ramsey podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So I was so happy to find you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Moving forward, I know what I'm passionate about, which is counseling, helping people, mental health,
yep,
and keeping, you know, God as the center with mental health, with, you know, physical, mental, and the all aspects of the human being. So the soul, the body, the mind.
Yeah.
I just graduated this past May with my bachelor's in health communication.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that I would need to go further to be qualified to become a counselor. So I would need to incur debt, student loan debt.
All right.
And I already
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. So you listened to The Ramsey Show, which I'm a co-host of, and so you found out about me. You don't have to incur debt. You have to come up with a certain amount of money. Can we say it that way?
Yes.
No, I'm not trying to be cute, but I understand what you're saying. How much money is it going to cost for you to get the counseling degree?
About $20,000.
Okay. Did you look into other options to see if there is a cheaper option? Because the reason I ask this is nobody cares where you get your degree from. Did you look at other options?
Yes, I have been.
Is there anything cheaper than $20,000? I'm just asking.
I haven't found any master's degree programs in
counseling
that's
That's great. Keep looking, though. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so now I'm going to give the ball back to you to ask your question, but we're not going to incur debt. We don't have to. What mm-hmm. we have to do is we have to come up with 20 grand, either in full before we start the program, or we make 20 grand and we cash flow as we're going through it. Those are our only two options. I do not want you to go into debt, and I want to change that mindset. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I may have just answered your question, though.
Yes, you did. Yeah, because I've already, with this bachelor's degree, I already have $20,000 in debt, so I didn't want to take on additional debt.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So how much money are you making right now?
I'm not making a lot of money right now. I just graduated, and my situation is different. I also have 5 children.
Are you a single mom?
I'm a separated mom.
Oh, sweetheart, I'm so sorry. Okay, well, mm-hmm. this is a big deal. Okay, so here's the mindset. We got to get you a good, solid day job. The counseling degree is still going to be there. You've got to take care of you, because I don't know what you're in separation right now. I hope you guys don't get divorced. Worst case scenario, if divorce becomes the reality, I hope that your ex or that he would step up and provide and help. But the reality is you got to get stable. Step one is you get a good day job. What did you get your degree in?
Health communication.
Okay. Healthcare is an awesome jamming field right now. I'd go get a good day job in health communications. Okay. Let's go get you stable, get a good financial stable job so that you can begin the process of paying off the other 20 grand, right?
Right.
That's what we want to do first. How old are you?
In my late 30s.
Oh, that's plenty of time. Plenty of time. How long is the counseling program? Is it a 2-year program?
3 years.
Okay, look, you have got to understand that there are some things you must do first before you take on this deal. Okay, now, let me just say this. If you can service your debt payments and pay them off, okay, and really attack them, and you can cash flow the school, then I'd say go for it. But I don't think that's going to be possible for you. And so I want you focusing on the 20 grand seems like a lot, but it's not if you got a good paying job and you get disciplined. I'm going to put you in Ramsey Plus, okay? That's my gift to you. I'm going to make sure that you get Total Money Makeover. And if you need to, Amanda, if she needs to, let's get her with one of our financial coaches for a session, because here's the deal. A, you got to get a good job. Try to use that degree. Healthcare is good. If you can even get a job working for a good counseling firm where you're doing non-counseling work, but you got a good salary, do that. Okay? Fight for your marriage. Fight for your marriage. Okay? I know it's not all up to you, but I'd fight for that marriage. I'd fight for those kids. Regardless of what happens, you've got to get your income stable, get out of debt, crush the 20, get the emergency fund built, and then let's cash flow our way through the counseling degree. You can get there. It's just going to take a little bit of time. The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. So excited to have you with us. Helping people get clear so they can get qualified. Helping people get connected so they can get started. Helping people get promoted so they can get the dream job. To be able to work like nobody else and give themselves away. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Let's go to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, where Austin joins us. Austin, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Austin. What's up?
So just for brevity's sake, I'm sorry to give you the background. I am in the medical field. I'm a physical therapy assistant. I think I've found my sweet spot thanks to listening to you and taking your advice.
Awesome.
Working with pediatrics, so working with the kid population.
Oh, great.
I just started this position about 2 months ago. and I found out that I really enjoy it. However, the agreement to the interview, the offer letter and everything that I had signed, there are some discrepancies based on what I was offered to what I am receiving now. And I've had multiple conversations with my supervisor about it. There has not been much remedy to the situation. So the question I guess I have is, how do I leave gracefully, knowing that it's toxic, maybe a too strong of a word, but knowing it is a...
there's no trust.
More so, there's a trust issue there. Yeah. How do I leave gracefully? I don't want to burn the bridges, per se, but do I need to worry about that?
Well, the answer to how you leave well is ultimately how you would answer the question, how would you want someone to leave you? So if you flip, if you flip roles for a second and you're in their position, how would you want someone to leave you? So for instance, would you want somebody to come in and go, hey, listen, we've talked about this a couple times and blah, 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 blah. And I'm not sure I trust you. I'm not sure you're telling me the truth. Are you going to say that to him? Would you want somebody to say that to you?
He's a little harsh.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. If you went in there, and even in the classiest, kindest way possible, told them that you don't trust them anymore, you're questioning their integrity. I'm not saying you're wrong to do so. I'm saying if you did it, do you think that they're going to go, you know what? Austin, I got to tell you something. I think you're right. I am so sorry. I have not been honest with you. I have misled you. I have not done this, blah, 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 blah. And I'm going to change. And that's never going to happen again. Please don't leave. Do you think that's going to happen?
Probably not.
So you get my point. It's like, look, man, I'm not a cynic, but that's why I ran that scenario by you. I just don't think it's going to change anything. So you leaving and just saying, hey, I've got another opportunity, and you talk about this other opportunity and the future, and you're grateful to them for the opportunity they gave you, and you just make it about, hey, I've got another thing that I just can't say no to, and you just leave, that's the best way to do it. And if they talk bad about you when you leave that way, and they do whatever they're going to do, because they're unhealthy, they've already got integrity issues, you can't fix that, therefore you can't worry about it. You got to walk forward. That would be my take.
I guess a quick follow-up question would be, because after reviewing the terms, they require a certain amount of time for written resignation.
How much?
With my current 30 business days.
Okay.
Which is, I think, 6 weeks if you look at it like that.
Okay, so what's the challenge?
So the challenge is financially, it's predominantly a financial issue, because my family is not able to, we're going to be spending savings, or I'm going to have to pick up extra work elsewhere in order to be able to make ends meet.
Wait a second. What if you have another job lined up and they agree to a start date that allows you to honor your 30-day deal?
I have a as needed job already that I'm working.
Oh, right. But you didn't answer my question. I mean, first of all, what's the penalty? We only got 40 seconds, so answer quickly. What's the penalty if you don't give them 30 days?
I don't know. I haven't talked to them. They didn't specify.
Oh, I'd look at your contract. Get the fine print. If you're still unsure about it, reading it, go talk to an employment lawyer about it. I'm not sure that you have to do it this way. And I still do. You didn't answer my question. You don't need to. You need to answer it on your own. Why wouldn't you get a different job that's ready to go, and then you give them 2 weeks notice if there's no penalty and say, sayonara, I'm out of here. You're making this too complicated. It's not that difficult. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions headquarters here in Nashville. Thrilled to have you with us. How many of you out there You'd say, Ken, I don't hate my job. I'm grateful for it. Certainly don't hate it. So I'm not hateful. I'm grateful. But I know there's more. I've been wondering what's out there for me. What am I supposed to do? How do I figure that out? The Get Clear Career Assessment is available now. Been working on it for 2.5 years. Really, really proud of the product. It's a great tool for awareness and then conversation. You can get it at kencoleman.com. It's $30. And if you buy it with the bundle of my new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, you're going to get the guide up the mountain. We also break it out in written form in the book. So there's no more excuses. For those of you who listen to this program, who participate in this conversation, if you don't know or you have a good idea and you just want that confirmation, take the assessment. Then you can call me on the show. We can spend our time walking through the steps that you need to take to move forward once you know where you're moving. So kencoleman.com, go get it. Let's go to Charlene, who joins us now in Atlanta, Georgia. Charlene, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Charlene. What's up?
I need to get clear. I moved here to Atlanta maybe about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, to start anew. You know, I was getting ready to turn 50, and I wanted to start a career and possibly start an online business. Well, in that time, I gained custody of my then 1-year-old granddaughter. Mm-hmm. So I had to kind of shift things around. And I am not clear. Lately, I just, for the last 2 years, I've just been doing gig jobs. And I have my master's in public administration and have been looking into careers and applying. The issue is they are asking for experience in what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And that's where I am.
So you have the master's in public administration. You got the education, but no experience.
That's correct.
Yeah. What kind of experience are they looking for specifically?
Oh gosh. For example, I like helping people, underdogs. I like the research and the processes of business and, you know, kind of doing investigative work. So they, these jobs are what strike my interest is public policy analyst, mm-hmm. or business analyst going into an office or a place and seeing how they work to improve things.
Right.
And they are looking for years of experience in that.
So
and
what's
I don't have that.
I get it. So what's below that? So it's like you're looking at a rung on the ladder too high. And I understand mm-hmm. why you're looking at it, because of the interest. And it seems like you are fairly clear on the kind of work you like to do. As I hear you talk about it, this is a woman who's kind of clear about the type of work she likes to do and why, correct?
That's correct.
All right.
And
so,
I feel I have experience.
Well,
and I'll tell you why, you know.
Well, but here's the deal. I know you feel you have experience, but either you're not doing a good job of communicating it in these interviews, or they're looking for more experience and you haven't gotten that yet. Which one is it?
Both. I think it's both.
Okay, great. So here's the deal. We got to get better at communicating our experience. We got to get better at showing that experience. And I also think that since it's both, we also need to look at it and go, no, wait a second. I've got my eyes on this rung of the ladder, which is great. Let me give you a personal example. And Joe Henkin is here. You know, he can tell you he was there. I wanted Charlene to go into WDUN, which is right there in North Georgia, not too far from you in Gainesville. I wanted to go in and start a radio show and do it daily. I felt like I could do it. I felt like this is what I want, and I know I could do this. But guess what they told me when I went in there? They said, "Well, you can start out on Saturdays." You got to get some experience, Coleman. You can feel all you want to. You could say, and I did have some experience on a mic. I really did. Mm-hmm. Had a good amount, but not in radio. And so I had to swallow my pride, and I had to say, all right, Saturdays it is, and I got to pay my way on. And so I got to come in and prove myself. Now, I did prove myself, and I eventually got on Monday through Friday. And Joe Hankin was there for that. He was there on Saturdays. He was there Monday through Fridays. And Joe, it was the Saturday show that the experience that proved to Jacobs Media that I could handle 2 hours Monday through Friday prime time. So all I'm challenging you with, Charlene, is this. You need to back it down a couple rungs and go, what experience do I really need more of so that they go, oh, she's got this level of experience and she has her master's. You've done the hard part, in my opinion. The education piece is the hardest part because you're actually just learning and training to be able to get the opportunity to dance. Now you have to decide, can I financially support me and my granddaughter in a couple of rungs lower than what I've been shooting for? And as I get in and get experience, I'm now making connections to where I might be able to leapfrog some of the experience because of the relationships. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I think you got to get in the door. Okay? Now you do what you got to do. If you got to work a second job for 6 to 12 months, and I'm not saying you have to, because you got to take care of you and the grandbaby now. But the reality is that you can do this. You know where you want to go. You know why you want to go there. So I would get determined. I would not get discouraged. But I would spend probably most of my focus on shooting for lower jobs on the ladder that get me that experience for the stuff I've been shooting for. I think that's probably the best approach. But I would also say, I'm going to give you a copy of my number one best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, that I wrote for people who know exactly what they want to do, and they need help with connecting. They're not getting opportunities, and it's a book, it's a deep dive on the right people in the right places. If I give that to you, will you read it, and will you do what I tell you to do?
Yes, I will, 100%.
Good, because that's what you need. You got this. You can do this. You hear me? But you got to start leveraging the proximity principle. Because many times relationships will get you to a point where they go, she doesn't have all the experience that we'd like to see on paper, but because she was recommended by this person who I know and trust, and she does have her master's, I'm going to give her a shot. That could be the difference maker. Instead of you just being a person who they don't know, and is, you're just an applicant, it is relationships that make a resume worth something. A resume without a relationship is worthless. You got this, Charlene?
Yes.
All right. You got your chin up?
Yes, I do.
You're determined, not discouraged. Right, Charlene?
I am very determined.
You have to be for two reasons. Number one, you know the work that you were put on this planet to do. You love the research and the investigative side of things. You love policy. There are people attached to that. Don't you forget your why. Number two, that little grandbaby needs you. You don't have a choice. There ain't no stopping Charlene. There ain't no stopping Charlene because she knows her why. And that's the key. I know you're a little bit down right now, but I opened up today's show talking about that. Turn rejection into redirection. Every no you've gotten, Charlene, is not a no. It's a not here or not now. That's it. We keep on moving. We do not stop because we don't have the ability to stop. We can't. A person who knows their why cannot stop. You can try to hold them back. You can delay a person who knows their why, but you cannot, you will not stop a person who knows their why. And Charlene, you know your why. All right, I got to get out of here, but remember this, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.